SBS Radio.
NAIDOC Week 2021 has been delayed and postponed several times, but now the most anticipated event of the week has just taken place. That's the announcement of NAIDOC Week Award winners. The accolades celebrate winners for their achievements and excellence. My guest, Kerry Tamoy, is the 2021 NAIDOC Week Person of the Year. Congratulations for this nomination.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And how does it feel winning such a prestigious award?
Before I speak on how I feel, is it okay if I take a moment to respectfully acknowledge the sad passing of an iconic First Nations Australian, Mr. David Gopalil? His talent and wisdom incomparable. He was a trailblazer in Australian cinema, our most famous Aboriginal actor and dancer. I would like to extend my condolences to his family. May he rest in power with his ancestors who have called him home. How do I feel about... I feel very, very humbled to receive this honour, this accolade. It was a very, very pleasant surprise for me. I'm humbled.
You're not only the mayor of Arakun, but you're also a commissioner on the Family Responsibilities Commission.
Yes, I remain an FRC, but workload with them has decreased because of my responsibilities as a mayor. But I am still an FRC commissioner.
Now, as mentioned earlier, NAIDOC Week has been postponed so many times because of the pandemic. Well, how is your community of Arakun faring in regards to the health crisis?
We have been very lucky. We've been kept, what I would say, protected because we're during the height of the pandemic, all the Indigenous communities up in Cape York basically went into lockdown, which meant that no one was, allowed to travel into or out of Arakun, except for, emergency, hospital, medical reasons, yes.
And how is the vaccination rate in your community?
The last time I looked at the stats, it was at 48%, that's first dose. We're doing pretty good, and I believe, because we do have ongoing COVID vaccination clinics happening in Arakun at the moment. So I believe that everyone's taking that opportunity to take up the vaccine.
Kerry Tamoy, before we close this conversation, what would be your message?
Like I said, I'm very, very humbled to receive this accolade. Just a message to everyone in general is, let's all help each other move forward, not only as, individuals, families, but also as a country, as a great nation. Let's help each other heal, let's forgive past offenses, and let's work together on, a whole of nation healing. That would be my message,
Kerry Tamoy, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today, and congratulations again for...
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.